world music commentator Milo Miles has a review of a new record by Steve Tibbetts, a guitarist from St. Paul with an abiding faith in the vast sonic possibilities of his instrument. He travels widely, works slowly, and Milo says has devised a jazz world beat fusion unlike anyone else's.
Guitarist and studio whiz Steve Tibbetts is often claimed by the jazz camp. However, his music includes generous portions of styles from other countries, and has since he started putting out records on his own label in 1977. His latest album is called The Fall of Us All, and it's only his seventh. He now records for ECM. You always tell a Tibbetts CD because he avoids all those painfully tasteful covers. As to the world music in the mix, Tibbetts favors the pattering tabla percussion and keening wordless vocals of Indian ragas, sometimes the floating time signatures of Indonesian gamelan, sometimes the twinkling multiple rhythms of African thumb piano, sometimes an elusive combination of all three. Whatever blend he chooses, Steve Tibbetts is a proud autodidact, the complete self-taught and self-guided artist. Sure, he's listened to jazz rock guitarists in general, and Jimi Hendrix in particular, but he doesn't echo those sources any more than he improvises on bebop chord changes. In fact, there's a furious independence about Tibbetts. He visits Indian and Indonesian musicians for inspiration, but tries to limit their input to suggestions, sparks for his own ideas. And he's been remarkably successful in keeping to his own path, at times sweet, at times savage. Tibbetts is also meticulous in the studio, fussing over every tone quaver and pop of percussion. He's recommended to audio fanatics who should start with a number called Travel Alone, which, ironically, features very involved musical conversations among Tibbetts and his longtime percussionists, Mark Anderson and Marcus Wise. I have one complaint and one warning. The complaint is that The Fall of Us All is divided into a mostly electric guitar first half and a mostly acoustic guitar second half. The result feels both schematic and samey. A little CD player programming will remedy that. The warning is more difficult. The downside of being an outsider like Steve Tibbetts is the tendency to become self-absorbed, and Tibbetts is always exactly like himself in exactly the same way. So while any astute world music fan should sample him, how many different albums to get is an open question. I would say three. After The Fall of Us All, try Ear, spelled Y-R, from 1979, and Safe Journey, from 1983. If more than that seems desirable, Go for the complete works.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. Steve Tibbetts' new album, The Fall of Us All, is on the ECM label.